Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
One, two, three, four. When I turn my radio dial, I hear pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music biz. Cause now it burns.
Thank you. Were the good times really all that good? I know the loved ones never got as bad as they could. Well, I never meant to put you in harm's way. And it's a heavy load that I still carry today. The more I get learned, the more I'm trying, it's going slow. Some say that I'm too little too late, but you can all piss off, but that's not the case. Just cock the hammer and take your aim. What new other way that you'll be cursing my name? The more I get learned, the more I'm trying, it's going slow.
Folks, welcome to Yes, It's True, episode 47 of It Burns an IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton. And we have two special guest hosts with us. We have the wonderful, amazing, talented, and soon to be a podcaster himself, the Amish BJ. How are you, my good friend?
I am doing well, Blake. How the hell are you?
I am doing splendid. It feels good to have a big black microphone cock in my face again. And we also have from Blue Ribbon Radio, the gin-drinking fool himself, Chris Miller. How are you,
That's
friend?
That's me. I'm doing very well. I am honored to be here, Blake, with your big black microphone cock.
Loves the cock.
Well,
loves it.
You know, I hadn't done a show in a while. I wasn't going to do any more, but we had a special... I'm getting ahead of myself. I guess I should have announced that the song that we just got done listening to was Everybody Needs an Enemy by 500 Miles from Memphis, and probably by the end of this show we're going to have some enemies. But cutting back now, we were on Facebook the other night, that wonderful social network that it is, and we stumbled upon, I don't know, a new game. You know, it's going to take over the Frontier Landville, whatever, Farmville thing. And I figured this is the perfect thing to do, is to have a show about. So, BJ, why don't you go ahead and kind of intro us into what this game is all about.
Well, this game is possibly the greatest game ever known to man. I mean, forget chess, forget Bobby Fischer, whoever that little queer is. This game is epic. It's gay video tag.
Yes.
Indeed.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what this is just a free-for-all. It helps the more people you have, but a free-for-all, just you put the gayest video you think you can think of on another person's wall, and they have to respond to you or respond to another person and kind of tag that person in.
And we're going to develop tonight, off the cuff, we're going to develop the rules to this game, because, you know, Chris, I think you can agree that last night it got going so fast you kind of got lost.
Oh, yeah, it escalated very, very quickly. We need some sort of structure for this thing to keep it from getting slightly less out of hand than it's probably going to.
And what we need to really focus on as owners of this is that we don't have to have a collecting and bargaining agreement for the players later on.
No unions.
So
yeah,
you're going to abide by the rules.
Absolutely not.
So some of the bands, I guess you'd call them, that we kind of used as examples last night were Billy Squire, which I really, as a young kid, when I listened to Billy Squire, I didn't realize how gay he was.
It all started with Billy Squire.
Yes. So,
I don't know if you could say that. I mean, hell, you had Elton John before that, and his faggotry is just unbelievable.
And you know, let me just preface this before everybody gets bent out of shape already with, you know, the first episode back. But let's preface: it's not about gay people here. We're not bashing gay people.
Well,
we're bashing.
Well, me and Blank aren't.
We're bashing gay songs.
Very gay.
Well, hell, there goes all my rules.
Okay, so, well, you know, maybe by the end of this, it will be about gays. So, one of the things I wanted to talk about, you know, tonight was I wanted each to come up with some rules. So, BJ, you've been chomping at the bit all day. Why don't you give out your first suggestion for a rule? We will decide whether it's you know, the three of us will decide, since there's three of us, you know, two votes wins. What would be the first rule that you would like to come up with?
I don't know if I should say it now that you're making me look like I'm some kind of hate crime or something here. But I said that one member of the band must be gay.
Okay. That's or
suspected.
There you go. Okay. One member of the band must be or suspected to be gay. Chris, would you like to take a vote on that?
You could suspect a lot of people of being gay. I mean, so that could work. But I could go for that.
Okay, so I have officially written down rule number one is when you post a gay video tag post on someone's profile, there must be at least one member gay or suspected of being gay. That's rule number one. Is it we all in agreement? I'll say aye.
Aye. We're all going to jail for a hate crime. I just want you guys to know that.
I've been there.
Okay, Chris, you get to have rule number two.
All right. For rule number two, let's just pick one that I hear. I wrote this down. BJ said to come up with 10, but I'm a classic underachiever, so I came up with what looks to be 7, and I think somebody else gave me like 4 of them. So, all right, one of them I came up with was once you don't have to play this game, the gay video tag, but once you decide to play it, you're playing forever.
Okay,
you cannot get out.
So it's a lifetime commitment. You.
You're either in or you're out.
So if you're out, don't even play.
Yeah.
It's kind of like coming out of the closet. You can't like come out and then
go back in.
Right. Wow, I sounded totally.
Now who's the hate monger?
Okay, so rule number two, vote. Once you participate in the gay tag, the gay video tag game, you are a lifetime member. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Now, I will go ahead and bring up rule number three. And mine's more of a procedure rule. Okay? Since last night we were all posting on everybody's, and we were all, you know, you want as many comments and or plays, so to speak, on one video. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone is limited to one play per day. All in favor?
Okay. Go ahead, BJ.
Or comments. Comments.
So you don't want this to go as fast and as furious as it did last night. That's essentially what you're.
And then there's a reason for that, because we have to have a scoring system, and I couldn't keep up with the scoring last night.
Okay, that sounds good. I mean that kills like 5 of my rules, but that's cool.
Well, we can tweak it. We can tweak it.
See, I wrote down a similar rule to that.
Okay, what's yours?
Once it had begun. Once the game had begun, like where you're tagging people back and forth, you could only post a video or tag somebody else once you had already been tagged. And once you tag somebody, you can't get anybody else until you've been tagged again.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. That's a little bit more comparable. So how do we word that without, because that was very confusing, but I knew what you meant.
Yeah, I'm not great with words.
I don't articulate well either. BJ.
Oh yeah, ask me.
You're the Amish guy.
Yeah. Eh?
So
I don't know. You'd have to shit, I don't know.
So I'll
read it like I wrote it down, maybe that'll make.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once game has begun, you can only post a video once you've been tagged. After posting or tagging someone else, you cannot post again until you have been re-tagged.
See, I can understand that.
Yes, that works. So we're going to demolish my rule, and we're going to then and so therefore make.
You're right. You don't articulate well.
I've never done this before.
Thereunto,
in which
we need a lawyer.
That's it. Okay, let me write that down. See, I'm trying to host and write stuff down. So I'm just going to make this, it's called Chris's Rule. Because Chris's Rule.
That's a clever name.
So.
That is.
And of course, we will be posting these rules once the episode comes out for all players and potential players to be able to read, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to go ahead and go through one more round of rules, then we'll listen to some music? Because people probably are really just here to listen to the music.
Yeah, right.
I'm up either way.
Okay.
I'm also incredibly indecisive.
Yes, I am too. And you are the grand poobah of this ride that we're on, Blake.
Sorry. Okay. BJ, next rule offering.
Next offering. I put down once a challenge is issued, the game starts from there.
What?
You know, you can't just say, oh, let's play gay video tag. You got to actually put the video up. on somebody, you know, like even like a surprise attack. You got to put it up to start the game.
And the challenge must be accepted.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like a duel.
Yes.
So you can have like a gay video tag duel.
Yes.
So I could sit there and I could go, Chris, I am going to post, right said Fred, I'm too sexy for my shirt, onto your profile. And you will then say,
I am going to come back with Taco putting on the Ritz.
And then I would say, game on.
And it's on.
Like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Motherfucking Donkey Kong.
Which I don't know why they got rid of that game. I always thought that was a good game.
It's now like Donkey Kong Country, Blake.
Oh. So it's
get with the times.
They made a pop country video game.
Donkey Kong starring Toby Keith.
and they take Carrie Underwood, and she's the one you're trying to save, but at the end, instead of saving her, you throw one of the barrels and knock her off.
Instead of smashing barrels, I smash traditions.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Write that down.
You're like a wordsmith.
I'm a smith of words.
I have you guys on the show to make me look better. Which I don't know if that's saying much for me or for you guys.
I don't think it says a lot about either of us.
Oh, okay, Chris. You are now up to bat for rule number 5.
All right. Now, this one was given to me by Justin Otto, and it was so good I can't pass it up. Anything involving a tranny is worth extra points.
Agreed. I don't even have to discuss that. That's agreed right there.
Yep.
I will agree as well.
Does the dude that sang Right Round, Baby, Right Round, now that he is a woman, does that count? He wasn't at the time of the video.
I think post-video operations should count.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's...
Because a lot of them didn't have the money at that time to have the operation, but because of the success of their gay video, they had the money.
They were able to be...
He, she. She.
Yeah. They got the cut.
Now, what about Boy George?
Because
he's clearly...
That's a creature unto himself, man. There's not enough.
Yeah. That is true.
That's kind of like a push. Whenever you post a Boy George video, it's kind of like a push.
Yeah.
You're like, Miss Deal, I ain't got no spades. Oh, shit. Okay, so we're well on our way here on the first annual meeting of the owners of Gay Video Tag. Rule number 1, one member of the band must be or suspected to be gay. Rule number 2 is once you play, you're in for life. You're a marked person.
I like that.
You have to get a gay video tag tattoo.
I hope not.
No. It's a press on.
We'll get Nicole to design it. Even worse than the Camp Krusty one. More unicorns.
More unicorns than rainbows. Or it could just be like a big asshole with poop coming out of it.
Rainbow poop.
There you go. Rainbow poop.
You stay classy, IPWIP.
That's what we've always been known for, is our classiness.
That's right.
Okay, rule number 3, which is entitled Chris's Rule, and you must read that from your paper because I don't have it.
Okay. Once the game has begun, meaning once a challenge has been issued, you can only post a video once you've been tagged. After posting or tagging somebody, you cannot post again until you've been re-tagged.
What's the penalty?
Death.
Okay, penalty by death.
I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
Yeah, I like it, though.
We got to do penalties later, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The fourth one is once a challenge is issued, it's on. You cannot renege. Oh, great. I'm being even more racist.
You're a homophobe and a racist now. There you go.
And rule number 5, anything involving a tranny is extra points. So...
It's always been my motto.
I think we should also throw in guys with mesh shirts.
Ooh. We will bring that up on the next part of the segment.
Okay.
Yes.
Because what everybody wants now, now that they have a feel for what is going down, we're going to listen to a song called Line Dance Hooker. Because I like hookers. By the Wild Boars.
Line dancing.
Line dancing and hookers. What better can you have?
It's like the best of both worlds.
It's like I would love to see a bunch of disgustingly diseased hookers line dancing. I would find I would get enjoyment out of that.
You know, I only got $15. Should I go out line dancing tonight, pay the cover charge, or go get a cheap hooker? Both.
On my face.
There you go.
All right, Line Dance Hooker by the Wild Boars. We'll be right back with more gay video tag rules. An establishment. God, I sounded gay.
No, you sounded fine. I sounded like Corky from Life Goes On.
You are Corky from Life Goes On.
Thank you, Becca. Telephone for you.
Now we've made fun of retards.
Early in the morning, my eyes still closed, longing for a strong black coffee cup. Wondering where the hell my old warm boots may be. Dragging on the good old country song makes me feel life flowing through my veins. Good old Willie singing the toughest fine by me. But her voice is groaning in my head. The voice that she knows will drive me mad. She said, "You boys, you got to paint my engine. Hard on that dance floor. Slam the hammer down and hear how she sings. A little clash of styles and the accent's real. That's how they say this music's meant to be. So come on, you wild boys, don't you slow it down. Push the whiskey songs to the speed of sound. Being up time to rest up on Boots Hill. Her words are floating in my head. A voice that's gonna drive me wild. She says, come on boys, you know I like it rough. I need a bourbon kick with that line dance stuff. Well, Mr. Slow, you got your hooker track. Siren's voice is wheeling us in, and we ain't got no choice. Let's sing the Mr. Slow a line dance song. You know he can't resist it, though he knows it's wrong. Well, Mr. Slow, you got your hooker track. It took a long time to write, but she's soon on her back. Yeah, it's all for the money, but it's all for his gold. But she only wants to see your ass hitting the road. We'll be right back.
wonder what you do if I decide I would never come home. Cause when I stay out late, you're always wide awake, just a cussing and a carrying on. There's no need to explain, no, I'm always to blame. Can't you see I got nothing to lose? Don't fight me, hey, honey, just thank the booze. You think you know what I do, things I do. Running around all over, chasing girls and swilling booze. Well, I was born with a mean, wicked, wandering eye, and I've been trying to drink myself blind. Thank the booze, honey, I'm still in love with you. I know you're wishing that I die when you're praying at night, but I really wonder what you would do. You love to chase me around all over town, even though I'm only having a few. You think to drink it cause I'm sticking, and you wish that I was leaving. It's like how it looks to you. Don't blame me, hey, honey. The main wicked wandering eye, and I've been trying to drink myself blind. So thank the booze, honey, I'm still in love with you. Oh, thank the booze, honey, I'm still in love with you.
Oh, yeah.
Classy till death.
Yeah. There's nothing but high society going on right here.
Yeah. Only the elegant and the prestige. You listen to It Burns When I Pee.
That's right.
I think altogether, everybody that listens to It Burns When I Pee, their IQ is still not as good as that girl that won the spelling bee, National Spelling Bee. I don't think it's fair that they can write imaginary letters on their hand and then spell it, but that's a whole different story. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen them? The National Spelling Bee, they give them the word, like the word is snuffleupagus, and they hold their hand out and they like write on their hand like S N O, and then they say it. I don't think it's fair. It's like having paper. Anyway, okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right. So for the good or the bad, we are back here at episode 47 of A Burns When I Pee with my co-hosts Amish BJ and Chris Miller. And you just got done hearing Thank the Booze. And I think by the end of the night, Chris Miller will be thanking the booze. And that's from Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company. Boys, how are we doing?
I'm good. I'm getting ready to thank the booze.
I am rolling.
Wyatt, I am rolling.
Greatest movie ever.
Ever.
It is pretty
Although
good.
I did watch Blazing Saddles today, and I have to say that's a damn good movie also.
Blazing Saddles is a great movie.
And just, I mean, can you imagine that was written by a Jew?
It was written by a Jew, and he was very, very, very Jewy.
He was a very Jewy guy, but he knew about cowboys.
He did.
I love the Yiddish Indians in that movie. The Fishnagler? Little Fishnagler?
Hey, where do black we get them at?
Okay, boys. We have an epic game here that we need to finish spreading the word about and putting the rules down on paper so there's no foul play, so to speak.
Yes.
Because when gay guys foul play, somebody's ass is bleeding.
Foul.
I like gay. I like gay porn.
You do.
No. I was going to finish by saying, I love gay porn as long as there's four breasts involved.
Exactly.
And not
but
too,
that gets a little boring.
And not two fat guys. And not two fat guys.
Well, now you've lost me.
Right.
I can honestly say I've never watched gay porn in my life.
I have never watched gay porn in my life.
Not even to take like a sneak peek.
I'm pretty sure once you start watching gay porn, that's a firm decision.
Yeah,
it's kind of like you know, rule number two. Once you watch gay porn, you can't go back. Like,
yeah, it's, you don't watch straight porn anymore after that.
Cox is all I can take from now on. Okay, so getting back to gay video tag, which will surpass Cafe World and Frontierland and
put Farmville out of fucking business.
Right. We should have it to where you can purchase gay video tag cash.
At Walmart.
Yeah.
There you go.
With our logo with the poop rainbow poop. Do you ever sometimes wonder when you say something if you are the only person that's going to think it's funny?
Yeah. Every goddamn time I speak.
Okay, so we have the five rules, which we reviewed at the end of segment one. Chris, why don't you go ahead? Do you have another idea for a good solid rule, so to speak?
I do, and it's on the subject of the gay porn. Since we've just speaking about it, we have to keep this from getting completely out of hand. So I'm saying we stick to the music videos. Nobody is allowed to post actual gay porn on the Facebook pages.
I have that also. So I do concur with that.
I concur as well. Now, I do want to stress, though, because I tried this last night, and I don't know what the reaction was because I got so lost because there was about 45 of them going on. Now, I posted a gay black man who was in his kitchen singing a gospel song. Now, did that count or not count? Because
that counts.
Right, because it follows rule number one, which a member of the band must be or suspected to be gay. And he was gay because he kept touching his chest with his hand, and he had some kind of like scarf on. And I mean, I don't know exactly.
It's obvious.
Yeah, I don't know what the protocol is, but if I'm touching my chest with my hand while I'm talking, gay.
That is pretty gay.
Okay, so there
scarf
is strict rule. There must be a music video and not actual gay porn.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because there will be some people that will try to test this rule.
Yes, there's always somebody that takes it past the line.
Right. And I hate people that go past the line on stuff. God.
This is a very politically correct game. We don't want to get out of hand.
Right, yeah. Because we already know Facebook is going to ban us, but at least ban us for the right reasons and not the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Okay, so rule number six. Again, we're sticking to music videos only. They don't necessarily have to be good.
Professionally done.
Right, professionally done. So, okay, BJ, you're up next.
I was wondering if we were going to have a time limit on said game. Like a time when we pronounce a winner.
I think we should have a daily winner.
Yes.
Daily?
I agree.
Well, if wasn't one of the rules that we had to post only one video a day?
Well, we changed that. You guys nullified that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And went to the confusing Chris rule instead.
Okay. Confusing worded, but made more sense overall.
Okay, then we tally up the points each day.
Right.
Okay.
So
we need to come up with a point system.
Right. That's going to be. I think we got this. We only need a couple more rules, then we need to go into points.
Okay.
I believe it's your turn for a rule, Blake.
Okay. So daily, we're going to pronounce a daily winner, and as a appendix to that rule, when would you like to say the tagging is to be complete? When the daily event we should be complete
by 10 central time every night,
10 p.m. Central Standard Time. So there is to be no gay video tag after the hours of 10 o'clock
Central Standard Time.
Now, since we're working, we should make it games and It's a ceasefire from 10 p.m. Central Standard Time to 4 p.m. Is that good? 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So
that gives us a good 6 hours to do.
Right, because I like my gay video tag hard and fast.
Who doesn't?
Prolonged
American dream.
Prolonged tagging makes me tired.
Hard and fast, and from lots of different people.
Okay, and now my rule is, and this kind of goes with the whole Farmville cafe world. At no point can you befriend someone just to participate in tagging them.
Amen.
You must be at the time of your entry into the league, you have to be friends with whoever you're tagging. You can't just, you know, befriend someone.
Agreed. 100%.
No.
And you cannot ignore said person. If somebody tags you, you can't all of a sudden ignore them.
Right. Or dislike.
Yeah.
Nice.
A lot of people are going to dislike us after this.
Okay. I think we can go one more round and then we'll get into some scoring. Does everybody have at least one more rule?
Let me check.
I think
we killed most of mine.
Do you know the sad thing is that we spent some time today writing some stuff down?
Yeah. This is what I accomplished today.
Instead of hanging out with my family, I wrote down.
Instead of reading a good novel.
I sat in my room, drank beer, rolled cigarettes, and wrote down rules to gay video porn. Oh Christ, I'm going places in life.
Right.
God damn, and
it's
Blake.
It's a wonder why we're not making six figures.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have gone to more than one semester of college.
Hey, I made it through 3 of 4.
Bragger.
I still hung out there for 3 or 4. I went to classes for one.
Nice.
Okay, anybody got any more?
Go ahead, BJ.
I'm spent.
That's what she said.
I got kind of one. It's more of a suggestion than a rule. What about the use of pictures to go along with the videos? Instead of nothing but videos, you could use pictures.
I think we're branching out too far.
Yeah.
Because that would
I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, because that goes with rule number 6 that states that you need to stick to music videos.
Yeah. That was the only thing I had written on there, and it was.
I think it's for safety reasons, because I'm sure Facebook will definitely cancel our participation once we start putting some pictures on there.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
but other than that, I got nothing else.
All right. Well, it's official. We have 8 rules. I'm pretty sure we can all follow 8 rules in a gentlemanly fashion, correct?
That's what my probation officer thought.
Okay, for scoring. Now, because obviously it's a game, somebody has to win at the end of the day. We need to have some type of way to regulate scoring. So what I was thinking we should do is we should have 5 categories. You should have 1 to 10, 20, I didn't think this through, to 30, 40 to 60, and then 70 to 100. Okay, these are the four scoring brackets, so to speak.
Okay.
Now,
I put that points should increase with level of gayness of the video.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, if you come in with queen, okay,
no,
that's like 1 to 10 or points. But if you come in with something like those off-the-wall underground gay videos that Miller put up yesterday, then it should be like 100 points.
I have way too much time on my hands.
Yeah, because I didn't even know what the hell they were, and I was afraid to click on them just with the little thumbnail picture.
Okay, so we should do it by categories then. One category, your scoring category could be level of gayness.
Okay.
Okay, so you get 1 through 10. You can get 1 through 10 points on your level of gayness. So that's criteria number one.
Yeah, I put down things like this too. One of them was humor.
Okay.
You should get some points for humor, cleverness, surprise.
Surprise!
Where's the pickle? That's the surprise.
Okay, humor, surprise,
super,
and wow factor. Let's call that the wow factor.
Right.
I like that.
Okay, so that's category number two is the wow factor, and you can give them 1 through 10 points, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so third category. Anyone?
I'm thinking, damn it.
I thought you spent all day on this.
I spent all day on what I have. I'd say I accomplished a lot.
Okay, well, I think that the third category could be catchiness. The catchiness of the tune. If it's one of those tunes that is going to stick in your head, which is kind of how this all started. So... The catchiness.
The evilness of getting a catchy song that's right. Really gay stuck in somebody's head, yes.
Right, and they walk around all day singing that song to themselves.
All right, so that's the third category we will be scored upon. So far we have the level of gayness. You can score 1 through 10. I kind of sounded gay when I said that.
Super, the level of gayness.
Okay, here's what we have so far. The categories include level of gayness. 1 to 10 points. The wow factor, also called the pickle factor. A scoring of 1 to 10 points. And the third category, the catchiness. And that's 1 through 10 points as well.
Catchiness.
I can't believe he fucking said it like that. The cigarette just fell out of my mouth.
That's epic.
Okay, can we round it out with one more category? I'm sorry. Can we round it out with one more category, please?
That's better. Say it like a man.
I have a rule too. That we have to go back to.
Okay, why don't you go back to the rule and then we'll try to figure out this last category.
Okay, a rule is any divas do not count as gay video tag entries. Diana Ross doesn't count.
Okay.
Cher doesn't count.
Oh, come on.
No, if it's a diva, it doesn't count because technically it wouldn't necessarily fit with rule number one, which is a member of the...
I'm not entirely certain that Cher doesn't have a penis.
And Cher's daughter now does have a penis.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
So it's like 6 degrees separation from a penis.
And anything Kevin Bacon does counts.
Oh, come on. Footloose?
Yeah, that was a straight movie.
Yeah.
That had Kenny Loggins doing the theme song. That guy's great.
Been working so hard.
So hard.
I'm clapping my balls.
Oh, man.
Lick them up.
Everybody cut
the chase.
I'll give Kenny Loggins a break because he did do the music to Caddyshack 2. Or he did it to Caddyshack 1, not Caddyshack. Caddyshack 2 sucked.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, so do we want to stick with three categories of scoring or we want to get one more good one in here?
I don't know if I have another good one.
Yeah, I was trying to think of one, but...
Okay, so, hey, we'll keep it simple for the, you know, for the slow people.
You can always add on later.
We can have, like, a mid-season rules. Okay, so, then we have the three categories. Do you want me to do it in the gay voice or my voice?
That's up to you, buddy.
Well...
Wait, you have a not gay voice?
Oh! Bazinga! Oh,
silly little bitch.
I would smack you if I was right there. I'd smack that cigarette right out of your mouth.
He cut dog slapping him.
You know, it's funny. Your picture on Skype is your dog, and just picture your dog talking in that voice.
Do you see what my dog says, though? My dog says, Amish BJ is the coolest guy I know. He even has a beard.
Your dog rolls.
He rolls?
She rules.
Oh, rules. Okay. Okay, so I kind of got distracted. So to review before we go to the next song, the three categories in which you will be scoring either 1 to 10 are level of gayness, the pickle factor, a.k.a. wow factor, as well as the catchiness of the tune. Are we all in agreement? Say aye.
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 All right, the next song we are going to listen to is Blood Mountain. This is one that was requested by Chris, and it's those groovy guys and good friends of the show, the Honky Tonk Hustlers. So we'll be back with more gayness. Stay tuned.
Taking a hold of me, and I don't know if they're ever gonna leave. No,
super.
In the pooper.
Super in the pooper, segment three.
Power of the fist.
Okay.
Duck bill fist.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. I have no idea what segment this is, but I do know for a fact that we just got done listening to Off the Rail by the Blind Staggers, and that voice in the Blind Staggers. Anyway, sorry. I was trying to un-gay this show for a little bit by talking
it
about...
It cannot be done.
this has gone down the rabbit hole way too far.
It's a rabbit hole, some kind of keyword for something else.
With the fist.
duck bill fist.
Okay, so if we've implemented rules and a scoring system, okay, just like in every game, even in Farmville, you can't plow your field twice in a...
You said plow your field.
We are the most mature people alive.
Yeah. I don't understand why people won't let us watch their children.
Nicole won't even let me watch ours.
It's because that one time he wanted to make French fries and you were like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're old.
They're black. You shouldn't make them. They got fuzzy green stuff on them.
Moss.
Look at the texture. Yeah, look at the texture. No, that's freezer burn. They're crunchy.
Okay. Not supposed to be.
Right. Okay. So, penalties. Things that when people disobey the gay video tag rules, I can't say it with a straight face. Okay, so let's just throw some penalties out there because there are going to be people who do not abide by the rules.
Okay. Well, apart from the penalty of death, which I already put out there, but seems a little bit extreme.
Yeah, tone it down a little bit, Chris.
Sorry. Well, you mentioned, we were talking earlier, like baseball, like there has to be some sort of suspension policy or something. If you put up, okay, if you break the gay porn rule, you're suspended for life.
Right, yeah, you can't come.
You're unfriended.
We'll call that the Pete Rose rule.
Yes. It's like no gambling on baseball.
Has there ever been a gay baseball player?
Billy Bean.
Okay, we'll call that the Billy Bean rule.
Yeah, and most likely you're going to get off my friends list. I don't want to talk to you ever again. You know, it's a bad road to go down.
Yeah, no gay porn.
No gay porn.
Right. So Billy,
don't turn this into something dirty.
Right. Yeah. This is just a friendly game among men.
A gentleman's sport.
Yes. It's kind of like cricket. It's
sweet science of gay videos.
It's kind of like badminton.
Cricket.
Oh. Okay, so if you post any type of foul, gay, porn, or picture, you will have the Billy Bean rule, and you will be ejected for life, and we will all take you off our friends list.
Right.
God, we sound like we're in junior high. Don't make me take you off my friends list.
We've come a long way since then.
Yes. We didn't have Facebook when I was in junior
high. We just said, you're not. We just didn't talk to him anymore, you know?
Yeah. We had the notes that said circle yes or no. Do you like me? Yes or no.
After this, I will circle no on that note.
Yeah, so don't make us circle no.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Catchphrase.
Ooh, catchphrase.
You owe me a dollar.
Oh, shit.
Totally, that shit's fucking copyrighted. That's my goddamn catchphrase.
I can't believe you heard it. I was trying to muffle it.
It didn't work.
Damn it.
He was trying to muffle it like the cries from the boy at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Nobody comes out of the ball pit.
Sir, you're over 300 pounds. Could you please get out of the ball pit?
I'm gathering all the blue ones.
I'm trolling.
I'm looking for the dirty hypodermic needles in there.
Oh, nasty. Oh, there's something so wrong about us.
Yes.
We're not right.
And I wonder why bands don't send me music anymore. Okay, so do we have any other rules besides the banning rule, the Billy Bean rule?
It's your turn, BJ.
Oh.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah. I was going to say there should be a point decrease if there it is not a video of a gay... It's not a gay video. Like,
yeah.
If you put up the Bee Gees like I did last night, I mean, that they're kind of gay, but some people really like that shit.
Yeah, the Bee Gees don't count. I don't... Bee Gees.
They, sure, they count in my world, buddy. I don't know about you, but I'll take one. I'm not gay.
The BJs always count. The BJs. Fuck, I can't talk.
It's okay.
I'm not gay if you're sucking my dick.
And I have my eyes closed.
Right. If I call you Shirley.
No eye contact.
I might have to edit that out. It was funny. It was funny at the time. But as I sit here and grab my penis, it's not as funny as I thought it was.
Such is life.
You gotta take the good with the bad.
I can't wait to listen to this episode at work.
Turn up very loud.
Yeah, so everybody can hear it.
Hey, look what I do in my free time.
Yeah.
I talk about gays.
Where are you guys going?
Oh, okay. So a point decrease. Well, I think it's a foul. I mean, if you post something and it's because it's ultimately going to be decided upon by the comments and the points given. Like if you put up the Bee Gees, like yesterday, I shot it down right off the bat.
Right, because you were like, "Yeah, this is awesome stuff."
No, that's not how it sounded. It was I was like, "Shut up, this is awesome."
That's more like it.
Yeah. I was like, don't knock on the Bee Gees, okay? Just because that guy had that funny teeth thing. Overbite. I love a brother with an overbite. You don't see a lot of black people with overbites. Why is that?
I don't know.
I'm afraid to hazard a guess.
I don't see a lot of black people. They don't hang out in my house.
Is it because of the... Is it because of the whites only sign that you have on the door?
Might have something to do with it. There's not a whites only sign on my front door. It just says no coloreds allowed.
Or Irish.
Well, fuck it, I have to leave. Don't be racist, BJ.
Yeah, let's keep it clean, okay? Okay, so basically, if you put up back to the regular scheduled program, if you put up a video that is not deemed gay enough, or
I bet that's a sentence you never thought you'd say.
I hope the Gmail server the IBWIP server can handle all the emails that are going to be coming through.
No one's ever going to listen to my show again. I only got like 4 listeners. I'm related to 3 of them.
And the other one's that girl that used to blow in your car to start it, right?
Yeah. She loves me.
Oh, I have a feeling we're going to get invited to the Jerry Springer show for some reason.
I hope so. I've always wanted to be famous.
Podcaster's gone bad.
Is there any few specials? Which is good, because you can't put us on fucking television.
No. We definitely have the looks of radio.
You got a face for radio.
Okay, do we have it? Basically, is there anything left on here that has to do with if a foul?
Unless you got something, I'm out.
Yeah, you're the only one that hasn't come up with anything, I think.
What was yours?
Mine was the decrease in points.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't try to bitch out of this, Blake.
Stop.
super.
Make us do all the legwork.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm your bitch or something.
That's what a good slave owner does.
Sorry, massa.
I'll make a rule, man. I'll make a rule. Okay, so let's just move along, and because there has to be an official opening day for GK Video Tag, and through a lot of research from our research department. Here at IBWIP.
We have one.
Yes. Only the best for my listener.
Singular.
Billy Head. Here you go, Billy Head.
This is for you, buddy.
I researched it just for you, big guy.
In about 3 years from now, somebody's gonna go, what are those guys going to jail for? And Billy's gonna be like, on episode 47 of It Burns When I Pee, gay on. They said,
can't wait to hear this in court.
Billy would be like, Billy be like, well, they stated the Billy Bean rule would take effect on opening day, January 26th. Why is January 26th chosen as opening day for Gay Video Tag? BJ, tell them what they've won.
It's a Ellen DeGeneres' birthday. Read it and weep, ladies.
We can make it even more fucking classy.
Right.
I was hoping Elton John's was, but it's in like May or March or something.
We can't wait that long.
Not that long.
No.
Oh, God. I gotta get my life together.
I quit trying.
Okay, so you want to do a quick review, we'll listen to some music, and then we'll spend the last 15 minutes talking about something relevant.
I'm sure they'll be happy to be on this episode.
I'm sure nobody's listening anymore. Except the feds.
Is this considered a hate crime by making up a game? Do you think they'll let us all have the same cell?
It's not a love crime.
I hope we all get the same cell, or else we're getting cornholed.
Let's make a pact right now that if we go to prison, we won't fuck each other in the ass.
I can't make that
deal. How many bologna sandwiches you offer me?
There's not enough cigarettes in the world going to keep me safe in prison.
I didn't say cigarettes. No, though, it depends on where you go to jail at.
Okay, so to review. Star opening day will be January 26th.
In honor of Ellen.
In honor of Ellen DeGeneres.
What a handsome man she is.
The scoring will take henceforth as of onto these three categories. The level of gayness, scoring 1 to 10. So the worst score you can get is a 3. The pickle factor, 1 to 10, as well as the catchiness of the tune, 1 to 10 as well. That's the scoring. The rules. Are you still with us, Chris?
I'm with you.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd passed out yet.
I got a long way to go before then. I slept till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
He got so wore out from thinking of rules for the game. He had to take a nap.
Goals. He has them.
Goals. Okay. Rules are as followed. When you post a video, one member of the band must be or suspected to be gay. Okay, rule number 2.
We're already breaking like libel laws right there.
We should add up the laws we're breaking as we're going through these.
Rule number 2. Once you play for life. Bitches.
For life.
It's kind of like the Bloods and the Crips.
It's like the NWO. Once you're in for life.
Right. Oh, Jesus. Okay, rule number three. This is the Chris's rule. Chris, can you please state said rule number three?
Yeah, I'll try. It's not going to make any more sense. Once the game has begun or a challenge has been issued, you can only post a video once you've been tagged. After posting or tagging someone else, you cannot tag anybody else or post again until you have been re-tagged.
That's like the most official sounding rule that we have, yet I don't understand it.
And I wrote that shit, which means somewhere deep inside my hops-covered mind is smartness.
And all I know is that if you violate that, there's penalty of death. That's the only thing I have written down. I have Chris's rule, penalty of death.
We'll get master blasted. That up.
If you violate that rule, fucking firing squad.
I say master blaster with a chainsaw in the Thunderdome.
Welcome to Thunderdome, bitch.
A rule number...
And Tina Turner.
Tina Turner's gonna fuck you up.
Rule number four. Once a challenge has been issued, it's on.
Game on.
You can't back out like a little fucking gay bitch. Okay.
Once a challenge for gay porn's been issued, you can't act all gay and not do it.
Right. Number five. Anything involving trannies is extra points. Number six, we're sticking to music videos, not pictures or other gay porn memorabilia.
Hold on, the tranny thing, we didn't come up with the points for extra points for that.
You get extra 10 points.
Okay.
Extra 10
so
points.
So if I post, like, what's that? The chick.
I'm not telling you because you'll post it.
the black blonde-haired
RuPaul.
Chick. Yeah, RuPaul.
God, I wish I didn't know half this shit.
Yeah. Encyclopedia Billy is really going to have to... He might have to come in and be the referee on some of this stuff.
Yeah, I think we should get, like, an official ref.
Okay, well, I'm designating Billy.
I second Billy.
I third it.
Billy? Yeah, either... I don't know if you want to be congratulated, but you're the official... what do they call him? Like Bud Selig.
Commissioner.
Yes.
Commissioner.
Commissioner Encyclopedia Billy.
Congratulations, Billy. You've just been nominated to go to prison with this.
Right. Tell the wife and kids goodbye. Number seven, there'll be a daily winner. Game time is between 4 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. So you have 6 hours of gay video tag.
Right on.
We should have an all-star break.
We should.
Yes. And an all-star team. Two of them.
Yes.
And then they can compete. And they can end in a tie.
They can end in a tie.
And we should also have playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
It's like fantasy football, but for people with way too much time on their hands.
And
like
find
us.
We've already talked an hour and a half about a game that's not even real.
We haven't gotten anything relevant yet.
Right, exactly.
There's important shit that we're going to talk about eventually.
And the final rule is there is no friend invites. You can only video tag with the friends that you already have. And you can't befriend somebody else just to gay video tag them. Okay?
Right on.
January 26th, young men, we will be ripping off our shirts and going to work.
Putting on the best shirt.
Otherwise known as a slow Tuesday.
And I'm going to wear a scarf.
Absolutely.
Super.
You guys want to hear a song?
I want to hear a song. Freebird!
This is a
New Kids on the Block.
This next song, we have a dedication to someone who's probably never going to speak to us again after the show. Our good friend and commissioner of the Gay Video Tag League.
He just doesn't know it yet.
Right. Our good friend Encyclopedia Billy had a birthday today. Or unbirthday.
A merry, happy unbirthday to him.
And as a special birthday celebration song, we would like to play Scott H. Byram, Hit the Road. Because people are going to ask us to hit the road after this. So happy unbirthday, Billy. Everybody say happy unbirthday.
Happy unbirthday, Billy.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, you better get on that old right lane up there. Don't get on that lane. I got a couple of bears sitting over there. They have a little wreck up there.
Hey, I'll get over to your right.
Get out, man. Got a wreck up there.
Okay.
I got a freaking headache from laughing.
We're going to be the only ones. All right. I got to do that in my YouTube homeless man voice. All right. Welcome back to segment 4 of episode 47 of It Burns When I Pee. And again, we have our co-host, Chris Miller from Brew Ribbon Radio. Hello, sir.
Brew Ribbon Radio.
Brew. You know, the color blue.
The color brew is my favorite.
Okay, let me redo that. No.
That guy, the Ted Williams homeless guy, he's already in rehab.
Yeah.
See, fame went straight to his head.
You can't take a homeless guy and go, here's a bunch of money, don't drink again. Okay. Okay, now we're going to leave you alone for a few days. Oh, fuck, he got arrested.
And our other co-host... The religious.
Now we've alienated the homeless.
Right.
Okay, they aren't listening.
Amish PJ is in the house.
Hello, everyone.
I said we were going to do this right on this segment. Come on, guys, get it together.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so now that we've taken care of the GVTL, that stands for Gay Video Tag League. We're going to talk about some serious stuff. Hold on.
Very serious.
No, actually, I want to talk about Muddy Roots Festival.
What's that?
It's going to be the greatest epic adventure ever.
I'm in.
I am too.
And BJ, one of the things I was wanting to talk to you about on the show is this amazing concept you've come up with and the feedback that you've gotten, why don't you kind of explain what you're going to be doing at the Muddy Roots Festival?
Well, we came up with, like, as soon as we figured out everybody was going to be there, everybody who is everybody, and if you're not, well...
You're gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody.
Yeah, you're nobody.
You're a nobody. You're nothing. You'll never make it in podcasting if you don't come to this event.
You'll never make it in this, you know, thing with no payoff. This is Muddy Roots.
Yeah. But anyway, we came up with a place where we could all camp and commune together. You know, all of us low-life scumbags who have come together over this music. And this place is called Camp Krusty. Camp Krusty is getting more epic by the week.
You have your own.
Sorry.
No, that's my fault. You have your own Facebook page for those who are going to attend.
Yes, and if anybody would like to like said Facebook page, it is just Camp Krusty, spelled with C's instead of K's, like Krusty the Clown. But anyway.
I think you just confused the entire world on how to spell it.
Yes.
That's kind of like the Chris Miller rule. It's just confusing when you say it.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Makes sense. But,
oh, it sounds professional. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, I think we're going to end up having a hog roast and all kinds of good eats. And I think it's turning out to be the official, unofficial third stage of Muddy Roots.
Yeah, definitely. Why did I say that? I was just like, yeah, definitely.
It's just going to be a place where everybody can come, bring their instruments, and just kind of acoustic instruments. According to the rules, we cannot electrify.
But it's going to be electric, if you ask me.
It is.
But, I think there will be some babies conceived at Camp Krusty.
There should be. And do not take the blue acid.
Oh, fuck. I'm bringing the blue acid. That's the only kind I got. I mentioned something the other day, and Chico, the drummer from Hellbound Glory, asked me what Camp Krusty was, and I told him, and he goes, oh, are you guys going to have a fruit jar filled with fucking cocaine? I said, only if you show up, man. And lots of hookers to do it off of.
Yep. Hookers and coke.
Hookers and blow. That's Camp Krusty's motto. And Mountain Dew.
Right, thank you. I will be the only sober person there. I'm going to have a lot of fun.
I'm going to be the least sober person there.
I'm going to be like, no, that knife on your penis is not a good idea. At least put your pants back on, buddy.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
Right? And I will be the official breast examiner. I'm going to be giving out free breast exams at Camp Krusty.
I'll be the official cocaine examiner. I'll be giving cocaine exams. You give it to me and I'll let you know if it's good or not.
Very nice.
No, but on a serious note, you know, this Muddy Roots Festival last year was, I do believe, the first year. And it had a really great turnout. But I really think that this year, with the success that it had last year, and the it's just going to be awesome. And some of the bands that they have playing, I mean, you're paying $55 for a ticket and going to see probably one of the greatest bands that are in our genre.
Yeah, and you got Country Music Hall of Famer Charlie Lovin, Bob Wayne is there, Wayne Hancock, Hellbound Glory, Cutthroat Shamrock, and other bands that are awesome as well.
The Calamity Cubes are going to be there.
Calamity
Goddamn Gallows.
J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters.
Jake Orvis. Rachel Brooke.
James Honeycutt.
Oh, Jinx.
Oh, you blew. You owe me coke.
All right.
Isn't that... I don't know. Okay, so it's going to be cool, and we hope you, go online, get your ticket, and head on down to, what is it, Cooksville?
Cooksville, Tennessee.
It's only $55, and you're getting fucking every goddamn good band that's in my CD case.
Two days of nonstop music and great, friends, and maybe you'll meet the one you love there.
Maybe you'll make it.
They're even going to have burlesque and stuff there.
Yeah.
The chick Danielle from American Pickers, who is hot, I just want to say.
Yeah, I do things to her pooper.
Have you seen her yet, Blake?
No.
Oh, man. You need to do a Google search for Danielle Colby Cashman.
All right.
Hot.
Hot.
Yeah. You'll like her. She has tons of tattoos.
Nice. Yeah.
She looks like she can take a dick. I'm not going to lie.
Danielle, if you listen to this episode, I am sorry.
His name
I'm
is,
not. I'll give you some dick.
His name is Chris Miller. His email address is...
And if you'd like to send pictures, do so.
Blake at IBWIP.com.
Oh, sure. Give your email.
Oh, I'll send them to you.
Where's Amish BJ at IBWIP.com ever get set up?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't planning on doing this show anymore, and you can kind of probably see why, because I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah, we probably should have got one of the getting was good.
In prison, you get some time for computer. You could probably still pull it off from there.
Right.
I don't know. Eventually, I'm sure you could finagle a microphone.
I'll make one out of a shank.
There you go. Make a mic out of a toothbrush.
And some rubber band.
MacGyver that shit.
Oh, so definitely go to Muddy Roots. I don't know. It's muddyrootsmusic.com. Am I correct? Yes.
I believe so.
Muddyrootsmusic.com. You can get all the information on the festival. There's also going to be like a pinup pageant.
Nice.
And a car show.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not really going to be paying.
I agree. Those are going to happen.
So. And I think they got a moonshine sponsor.
And a moon bounce.
And a moon bounce. There has been rumors of a moon bounce at Camp Krusty.
And
I started them.
Is it a
whether it gets pulled off or not, who knows, but
if we do, there's going to be a lot of jiggling.
Yes.
And jiggling is always good.
I'm a big fan of jiggling.
The jiggling baby. Go ahead, baby. The jiggling baby. Go ahead, baby. Sorry.
What was that?
It's some rap song.
Oh.
You know, because it fits the show.
Oh.
I don't.
Oh.
You know, I think it's safe to say that I'm stupider now that we've done this show.
I didn't gain any IQ points.
No. So you guys want to talk about some albums that are coming out, or
I'm excited for the
on them.
What?
Only if Freebird's on them.
Freebird. I am excited about the Little Lisa Dixie album.
Yes, I can't wait. I seriously, this is something that I've waited for 3 years. It's kind of like the first. It's kind of like the first time I had sex. I waited so long for it.
And for some reason, me and you, Blake, got in the liner notes of that.
I'm going to get a tissue. I'm going to get a tissue.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not to cry, is it?
No, it's to clean up after I'm done looking at the liner notes. No, but, I mean, you guys, we all know Little Lisa Dixie. She's been, you know, putting music out for a while, and it's just good to see her finally get a shot to put it all together and have it all professionally done. And it's just going to be an awesome, and there's going to be songs on there that we haven't heard, and I'm just really looking forward to it. I'm really proud of her.
Yes.
And since we're on the topic of hot female artists, Rachel Brooks' new CD, the pre-order came out today. And the new CD is called
Freebird.
Down in the Barnyard, silly.
Close.
But we've all been anxiously awaiting a new Rachel Brooks CD too. So
I'd like to see her on the moon bounce.
I second that.
I can't. Keep...
I mean, no. I can. I could neither confirm nor deny my want to see that.
And Justin Otto. We all know Justin Otto, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Our one of our Florida buddies. He has got a new album coming out, and he's put it together. He's a one-man band. I don't have the name of it. because I suck as a host for the fucking show.
I talk to him every day, and I don't even know the name of it. I don't even know if he knows the name of it.
He should call it the GVTL.
Wow, you almost said badge in there at some point.
But you can
that almost happened.
Go over to justinauto.com and you'll get information on that. It's OTTO.com. So, anything else coming out?
We got Bob Wayne's coming out, Wanda Jackson, Owen Mays has one coming out soon.
I'm looking forward to that one too.
Yes, working with JB Beverly, James Honeycutt's on it. Dogbite Harris has one coming out in a few months, and the Honky Tonk Hustlers, I think their album's coming out April 1st.
It's springtime, boys. Springtime's when they all start to come out. I love it.
It's gonna be not sucky.
Very not sucky. Yes.
I'm not unfond of this.
There is no dislike button here.
True fucking story.
I too am not unhappy about that. Wow. What the fuck? Where's the crickets, man? Every time I say something, you guys don't do anything.
No, I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah, fuck, I'm the guy that killed IBWIP, damn it.
You killed it softly with your song.
Yeah.
Fuji style.
He killed it Fuji style. Oh, well, gentlemen, I don't know what else to say. This has been a wonderful time. If I never do another show again, it's because of this one.
It's because we're locked up.
Right.
Or just banned from the internet in general. They might not arrest us. We just can't have computers anymore.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, boys.
Yes.
Pleasure was all yours.
I'll give this a chance for everybody to plug anything they want. Chris, you want to go ahead and plug your show and where people can go to listen to it? Because I'm sure it's not nearly as offensive as this.
It depends on the episode and how much. go check out Blue Ribbon Radio.
Blue Ribbon Radio.
Click on the episode archives, they're all there. There's also a Facebook page. Look that shit up, and you can follow it there and all that nonsense and googliness.
BJ?
Googliness?
That's a word.
Is that a word?
It is now, goddammit.
It just happened.
I don't know what it means, I said it.
That just happened. BJ, do you have anything you want to plug or talk about or...
Yes, I will be killing my own show here in a couple weeks. It's The Barn Raisin, and it will be on IBWIP.com.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to hear a show that involves you that doesn't involve me messing it all up.
Oh, yeah, you're the one that messed it up. Yeah, okay.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. You know, it's good that we can sit around on a Saturday night.
We're losers.
We have very active social lives, apparently.
Yes.
All right, so we got one more song to try to heal this.
This will put a big bow on it, make everything all right.
this bloody wound that we have going on.
Put a Band-Aid on that gunshot wound. It'll be okay.
And this is going out to Amish BJ. It's Bridge Burn by Split Lip Rayfield. Thanks a lot, guys. Had a good time.
Thank you, Blake.
Didn't suck.
It depends on how you look at it.
And isn't it barn burning?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Bridge burning.
You didn't say bridge burning. You said bridge burn.
Hey, I'm in the dark, all right? I'm trying to read in the dark.
Well, turn a fucking light on.
Ooh, some of us have to be all cool because you got electricity.
You making fun of me? Just because I'm Amish?
It's a Split Lip Rayfield song. I don't know.
It's close enough.
Professional.
Yeah.